To speak of the Vandirian is to step onto a fault line older than memory, where every word fractures under a burden it was never shaped to bear. The question, what is a Vandirian, seems innocent, almost scholarly, until one begins to answer it. For the Vandirian is not a folk, nor a lineage, nor a culture, nor even a single empire in the paltry sense that lesser ages use the term. The Vandirian is a continental shadow cast across the galaxy, a residue left upon tens of millions of worlds. A design philosophy written into the very bones of every species that breathes beneath the Ran system's suns. Lion and wolf, ram and bear, horsefolk of Zhuru, dogfolk of Vulsa, jackals of the wastes, otter, mouse, and every scaled carnivore that stalks the ash or surf, all bear the unmistakable signature of hands that once shaped, culled, reformed, redeployed, and finally abandoned them. To ask what a Vandirian is, then, is to ask why the ruins scattered across Vandiris, Thanator, Kidan, and their sister worlds share identical geometries, identical power laws, identical genetic scaffolds. Why the peoples themselves mirror one another's instincts, hierarchies, and neural architectures. Why war, order, stratification, and controlled brutality arise again and again, as if imprinted not by culture, but by inheritance. If there ever was a singular homeworld, its name would be Vandiria, not Vandiris. According to the conventions of their own language, Vandiris translates roughly as within the outer grasp of the Empire of Vandiria, marking it as a frontier province rather than the imperial heart.